I wasn't supposed to have any children, you know. When I was 21, my right lung collapsed. The first doctor I saw said I needed surgery, but the second doctor I saw said I needed injections. I decided to get the injections, so every night after work, I went from my office in Kwun-tong to the doctor's clinic in Central. Luckily, the subway in Hong Kong was built by then. All the nurses had different techniques. The good nurses got the shot on the first try. But some nurses took so many tries. One time, one particular nurse couldn't get the shot inside my elbows, so she moved to the back of my hand. I felt a pain like an electric shock, so she stopped right away. Another nurse told me that the last nurse had bad eyesight. Back then, I didn't know to speak up. Back then, I could have said, "I don't want this nurse to do my injection." In the end, I got a lot more than 25 shots. I was so relieved when it was over. But a year later, my left lung collapsed. I was at the office when I felt a loud pop in my left side. Every time I took a breath, I felt the air clawing down inside me. When I stood up, it wasn't as painful, but the moment I lay down on my bed, the air was like a big wind blowing paper cuts inside my windpipes. And I don't know why, I couldn't stop coughing. So I had to go back to the clinic and get the injections all over again. After my lungs collapsed three times, right, then left, then right, the doctor said to me, "If you get married in the future, don't have any children. It's too dangerous if you get pregnant and your lung suddenly ruptures. If you really must have a baby, then you have to get a C-section. And at most, you can have one baby only." By the time my lungs collapsed for the fourth time, that doctor had immigrated to Australia. So I found a new lung specialist who looked at the X-ray and prescribed me some medicine. I asked, "What about the injections?" He said, "Injections? There are no injections for this. Just take the medicine and you'll be fine." I took the medicine and recovered. I thought, why did I get all those injections before? Then one night, at a big family dinner, your aunt told me about a miracle herbalist who had just come to Hong Kong from the mainland. When I went to see this herbalist, I asked him if it was true that I couldn't have children because of my lung condition. He said, "That won't be a problem after you take these herbs." Around this time, your dad told me he wasn't feeling well. Every day around 2 o'clock at the office, he felt very tired and unable to move. I convinced him to go see the herbalist with me. After checking your dad's pulse, the herbalist said, "Around 2 o'clock every day, you feel very tired. It's because your liver has swollen by an eighth of an inch." We went back to see the herbalist every Sunday. We got married 1 year later. Actually, in 1985, I went to see a fortune teller, the one who named you after you were born. He was very famous at the time. He said, "Your current boyfriend is such a good boy. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't gamble. I can tell by the shape of your nose." He asked me if I had another boyfriend before. I said yes. He said, "Good, because if not, then you will break up. But since you've had a breakup already, then this is the right one. Next year is the right year. Next year, get married." He said, You have 3 daughters and 2 sons in your life. Whether you want to give birth to all of them is up to you.